This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is one place you can go to get everything you need to outfit yourself tactically at a price you can afford. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, it's been a while. We've had a couple things going on here, there, and everywhere, but joining me again for the first time in a bit, from Arbalest Quarrel, I got Roger Katz, Steve D'Angeli. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Is it safe to say, guys, that we're going to talk about fake news tonight? As gun owners and Second Amendment advocates, we've been dealing with fake news since the 30s. Those of us, we guys have, I mean, we're old hands at having to deal with fake news, aren't we?
Yes, definitely. You raised through the points you made, Bill, a fact that very few people understand, that fake news as used by the media, by the mainstream media, is not a matter really of simply regurgitating a particular point, a statement about the world, and then saying that is true or false. If the news that we get through the mainstream media, whether it's the written word in the newspapers like the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or on MSNBC, the broadcast stations, what we're really looking at is the creation of a narrative. And the narrative is meant to sway public opinion in a particular way. If we look at newspapers in particular, let's make a distinction that they like to draw between news accounts and editorials. A news story is basically a reporting of news events that happened recently. That's basically what news is, current events. And editorials are basically opinion pieces. Basically, a person is saying this is the way things ought to be. The problem is that of late we're seeing a conflation of bringing together and not segregating out editorials from news accounts. And this has become more flagrant well past the days of Dorothy Fulheim and Walter Cronkite, of some older members of your audience would remember them. But what we see is an attempt to create a narrative. And we saw it all through the election cycle, where the mainstream media would attempt to lambaste Trump by reporting every little nuance, everything they can think of that would put him in a poor light. And they would say very little negative about Clinton. Now, when we talk about fake news, we're really talking about what is the difference between truth and falsity. I make a statement about the world. Donald Trump won the election. That's true. Hillary Clinton lost the election. That's also true. But news accounts are not simply a stream of true-false statements. They're always attempting to create a response from the public the way they want the public to view the world and to view the politics of the world. When Donald Trump gave his speech, which I thought was remarkable, it was true, it was on point, he was being honest with the base that got him in, and yet there was nothing but negative comments in the mainstream media about it, about his remarks. And what the public has to understand is that when they read anything or hear anything on the news, they should ask themselves, is this a true statement? Well, in some cases, that might be. But what is it leading up to? And what it is leading up to is often a nothing to do with the truth at all, but is really a matter of opinion. There's something in philosophy called the is-ought distinction. For example, let's take something that's very important to us, the Second Amendment. We'll have a situation where the mainstream media that is dead set against people owning guns, possessing guns, they'd like to see the end of the Second Amendment. So what will they do? They'll refer to an anecdote, a situation when there's been some killings with a gun, generally by gang members or criminals. And from there, they'll provide a litany of statistics that support their position that violence is a direct corollary of gun ownership. And then they go into the ought. We got to get rid of guns. We got to get rid of them. We got to get them out of the hands of the public. That's where fake news comes in, because what you're really talking about is the mainstream media creating a theme, a narrative. We're not talking about fabrication. Yes, there could be fabrication in some instances, and that definitely is to be avoided by anyone. But what we're really talking is about the creation of a narrative that in many ways is more insidious than a blatant assertion of the facts of the world. And that's what we have right now, and that's what we're seeing as the mainstream media is attacking Donald Trump left and right on every policy, every move that he makes. They won't give him breathing space. Instead of saying, look, we got to get behind our president. Oh, he's not our president. He's illegitimate. And this is absolutely wrong. Consider John Lewis, the icon, supposedly, of the era of Martin Luther King. He referred to Donald Trump as illegitimate. Well, that's an awful, horrific thing to say. You don't like the man? Fine, say it. You don't like his policies? Fine, say it. But don't say that he's illegitimate. As soon as you say that, you're demeaning not only our president, but the people who voted for him and our whole institution of electing an individual to office. These are the things that the mainstream media doesn't like to talk about. They'll simply say, oh, well, this Lewis, how can anyone say anything negative about him? Well, he was asking for a retort. If he's going to lambaste Donald Trump, what do you think that Donald Trump's going to do? He's going to defend himself.
We're coming up on the break. Real quick, Roger, if you will, give out the website where they can find the writings of Arbalest Quarrel.
Yes, it's www.arbalest.com.
Deep analysis you can find there with the guys out there. When we get back, more on fake news and how it applies to the Second Amendment, gun owners, that all coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity and a warranty that is the class of the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about fake news. Now, I want to ask a question. For me, there's three kinds of fake news that I have seen, and there's probably more subsets than this, but these are the three that I see the most often. I see where they, like I see the conflation of data fake news, like where they talk about how many children are killed by guns in murders, except they're including gangland data because they're, you know, they're calling a child anywhere from 2 years old to 21. Then I see the stuff that comes primarily out of the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Medicine, which is just a complete and total fabrication. And then the 40% one, I find that to be somewhat egregious, especially since they don't tell you all of the things they didn't do with that particular, the 40% of guns are bought without a background check, which has been debunked numerous times. How many different ways do you see fake news out there?
Probably as many ways as the mind can conceive, and you hit on a few of them, Bill. Johns Hopkins in the medical misuse of data is probably one of the most blatant and unforgivable, really. Medicine is concerned with disease and viruses. When you talk about crimes with guns, you're not talking about a disease. It's not something where you get a shot of vaccination and you're fine the next day. What they're doing is attempting to take something that has nothing to do with disease, nothing to do with medicine, and refer to it as such in order to use another, let's say another avenue upon which to destroy the Second Amendment. And the anti-gun groups are constantly coming up with new ideas. There's something I wanted to mention, and when we talk about fake news generally, it goes beyond this the notion of journalism about the who, why, how, what, when, where type of scenario. Because when you think about it, any news, however recent, eventually becomes past news, becomes history. And what does a historian do? Not much different than what a journalist does. You look at a particular event. You ask yourself what happened, what was it like, what were the circumstances surrounding it, and from that you supposedly distill that information to come up with an objective explanation for it. But the fact is, you cannot get beyond a bias. You cannot get beyond omitting particular facts. You're dealing with selection. You're dealing with interpretation. Ultimately, everything becomes in news becomes a matter of selection bias, and it's so blatant and so obvious today. And I think this is one of the reasons too that people are leaving mainstream media in waves because they realize they're not getting all the information or even a good chunk of it that they need to hear about what's really going on. And the news they do get is slanted. Case in point, let's look at the recent attack on Russia and on James Comey. The idea being, Russia has had an impact on our election. And the inference being, oftentimes the papers will come right out and say it, the only reason that Donald Trump won was because of the information that was presented to the public through WikiLeaks, through the work of Russia. Well, maybe Russia was involved or not. The fact of the matter is, and what I find extraordinarily interesting, is that all this information that came out through Podesta's servers and through no one has ever said that any of that information was false, nor can they say it. But that's what they would like you to believe. In fact, they use the term, and you often hear this in propaganda circles, disinformation, misinformation, non-information. And what it really is, what it boils down to, again, is a way of attempting to sway opinion by selectively deciding what information you're going to give the public and what kind of spin you want to put on the information that you give. And the mainstream media would be, if the New York Times simply came out and said, look, we don't pretend, there's no pretense at giving you the truth. We're going to give you the facts as we see them. We're going to analyze them through our rose-colored glasses and present them to you. And we hope that you will agree with the interpretation that we wish to give, because that's ultimately what it all comes down to, the news, not simply reporting events, but attempting to make policy on behalf of the people they work for. Well, it used to be Obama and the people behind him that we don't see. But the fact is that these people have an agenda, and they intend to promote it, and the mainstream media is no longer a fair institution for reporting news without attempting to control the impact of that news. And this is what we're seeing today. So fake news, something that came up a few months ago that the media itself created.
Well, it's not new. Is it? It's just finally been labeled. We're coming up on the next break, okay? Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at Amoland, because their stuff goes up on Amoland. ArbalestQuarrel.com, of course, you can find it there. Find them here on a regular basis whenever we're not all running around and everything or having computer issues or something like that. My guest this hour is Steve D'Angeli and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. More on fake news when we get back. And we're also going to, I want to do a little checkup just to see what they're thinking about something else we've been talking about. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, a bunch of different things, a bunch of superlatives. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from ArbalistQuarrel.com are Steve D'Andrelli and Roger Katz. We're talking about fake news. Doesn't it seem to you, since they have basically, they failed in their goal to get pantsuit Clinton elected, the jig has got to be sort of up with them. Don't they realize that they're not being listened to? Wouldn't you think, especially now, because all of them now want to seem like they're really covering the president when they were giving Obama a pass for 8 years. Doesn't it seem like they, for a little while, would try to reestablish their cred? I mean, do they understand how much they've damaged themselves?
Go ahead.
That's a very good question, and it's something that all of us need to be very aware of. Even though we should be happy about Trump's victory and the positive things that go along with that, and I know that from a lot of friends I spoke with today who just came back from the SHOT Show, the morale is high, and it should be. The enthusiasm is high, and it should be. We're thinking positive about legislation like national handgun carry state reciprocity, and it should be, but we should not ever lower the guard and think that the victory is a final victory. There are still a lot of people that are anti-gun, that are anti-Second Amendment. And unfortunately, in my opinion, many of these people don't know why. A lot of them are just afraid of guns. It's sort of like the guy that got bit by a dog, and now he hates all dogs. A lot of them rely on the propaganda, which is the subject of tonight, the fake news, and they don't go outside of the box to find out the facts. They draw a correlation between guns and violence and crime, and we know that there isn't, but they believe in it. And the old saying also, it's not what is, it's what we think is. And therefore, it's our job, all of us, your listeners, Roger and I, you, the NRA, everyone, to make sure that we continue to educate people, and also to make sure that we don't take it for granted that the victory is final and that we don't need to do anything. We all need to chip in. We all need to, your listeners need to continue to listen to your radio show. Your listeners should, if they're not already, join the NRA and get active in learning about the NRA and the various programs that the NRA has to offer. And other organizations, you mentioned Avalanche Shooting Sports News, a fine website that gives truthful and accurate and interesting information about the shooting sports industry, not just guns and self-defense, but everything related to it. There was an interesting court decision, a victory, published in Avalanche today, where the Second Amendment Foundation actually won a lawsuit, and Alan Gura made a very interesting comment brought against the city of Chicago, who was looking to make it impossible to have gun ranges and therefore also trying to curtail our youth from learning how to properly handle firearms safely at a gun range with NRA certified safety training. So all of these things we need to be cognizant of. And we should be active. I remind Roger, and we're going to very shortly put on our website the phone number, the 202 area code phone number that everyone can call if they want to get in touch with their United States representative, their congressman or congresswoman, or the United States senator. By just dialing that one number, even if you don't know who your representative or senator is, you will get a live person who speaks English. And they'll ask you, what is your zip code? And by simply giving your zip code, they will put you in touch with your representative or senator. And if you ask them to have a direct number, they will patch you through. These are the kinds of things that we need to do. People can't just sit back and rely on the victories that we've accomplished, because we are still going to be challenged. We're going to be challenged every day. Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, is not giving up, and neither are the majority of Democrats in our major cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, who voted for Hillary Clinton and who have a real hatred of guns. And even though they don't know why, they just buy the propaganda as truth. And so if I'm going to put in any 2 cents about it on this subject, I want to just give that advice to everyone. Let's all get involved. Let's stay involved. And let's focus on what we've been doing as well. The Obelisk Quarrel started a number of months ago with a road trip with my gun. And we talk about a real live person using a pseudonym name, because of the confidentiality. But it's about a story about someone who needed a gun in the county in which they reside in New York. But then New York City required a city license in order to carry in the state of New York. And that person also owns a business and owns a vacation house in the state of Maine. So those of you who are listening and you're not too good in your geography, we're talking about the Northeast. We're talking about New England. We're talking about New York City. In order to get to Maine by car, you have to drive through Connecticut, Massachusetts, You have to drive through Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and to get up there. And you know what? So this Mr. Wright in our story got a New York City license and a county license, which allowed him to carry concealed in New York. But he realized that he had a problem when he wanted to go up to Maine. So he got a Maine license. So now he's licensed in the state of New York and the state of Maine. But what does he do when he gets in his car and he has to drive through New England in each state, which now requires a license because of lack of reciprocity? And we talk about the grueling process, the fees, the time, the aggravation, the difficulty that Mr. Wright has to go through. And we're going to end that story probably in the next month or two in Pennsylvania, where, like New York, you can get a license in your county fairly easily, a concealed carry permit. In Pennsylvania, you go to the county sheriff. But guess what? You can't carry that gun in Philadelphia, a major city where you need it more so than the county.
And we're coming up on the last break in the hour, and I want to cover that. As you know, that was going to be the thing I was going to check up and get your ideas on that. So let me hold you up there, and let's do a little promotion, shall we? Arborless Quarrel. This is the kind of analysis that you don't normally find in most. I mean, it is a unique website in the way they tackle a topic and the way they deconstruct it and take it down to the very bare bones. Making it where everybody can understand it. This is information dissemination. Find them at arborlessquarrel.com. Find them at amoland.com. And occasionally live with me right here at Lock and Load Radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room.
with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. You will be happy to go there. Joining me again one more time this hour from Arbalest Quarrel. Our Stephen D'Angelo, Roger Katz. We've been talking about fake news, and now we're talking about we were segueing into reciprocity, which there's a lot of fake news happening about that one, too. And anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Stephen. Please continue on.
And I will do so quickly because I would like Roger to have a little more time for your listeners. I consider Roger not only a close friend, but he's probably one of the finest and smartest attorneys that I know that are alive today in the United States. So, as I was saying before the break, we're going to be ending our road trip with a gun, a real live story that people can relate to. When Mr. Wright gets his Pennsylvania county license to carry a gun concealed, and then actually, and he will, because we will make sure he gets one, a Philadelphia city license, which is like New York City, required to carry in the state of Pennsylvania. And then we're going to drop the bombshell. Okay, now he went out of his way. He jumped all the hoops. He paid all the fees. He did everything he had to do as an honest citizen to carry his gun concealed, loaded on him throughout New England. Obviously, Vermont is a no-permit state, so it's not required. But now, when he drives from New York City through New Jersey, on the New Jersey Turnpike to Philadelphia to conduct business, he cannot carry his gun. And that is a tragedy. That is why this road trip leads right into the need for national state carry handgun reciprocity. And I'm glad that this is the NRA's number one top priority right now. I would advise every one of your listeners who does not have already gotten him or herself a concealed handgun carry permit in the state in which they reside to make sure they get one if they can. And if they can't, to get one in a state where they can, like Utah or like in Florida, where you can get a non-resident license through the mail. Because if we work together and we do our job and we help Mr. Trump, our president, President Trump, and our vice president, Mike Spence, we help them fulfill their pledge to us that they will have national handgun reciprocity, then you will be able to carry your gun in all 50 states. And that's what it's all about. But going back to the initial question, Bill, the anti-gun people are going to be putting roadblocks wherever they can, incrementally. Like, for example, what they're doing in New Hampshire, and Animal Land posted this article, where they're looking to create school zones and gun-free zones. And they're looking to make it difficult for our youth to handle guns. And they're looking to make it difficult for a gun range to open up using zoning, where they take away the right of a United States Marine to have carry a loaded gun in uniform on them at a recruiting station, which is ridiculous. So keep in mind, they are going to fight us tooth and nail. But what with a you know, an organized commitment, all of us, just the way we got Trump elected, okay, will prevail. And that's my advice.
Good advice. We got about, let's see, we got about 5 minutes left. Roger, if there's something you want to throw in there real quick before we go.
Well, just to add to what Stephen had said, yes, the and this also goes back to the question you had regarding the mainstream media and whether they're going to go easy now. Well, we don't see that. Basically, the mainstream media has been thrown for a loop. When you figure that Hillary Clinton had $1 billion to work with, she had the basically a number of billionaires and internationalists as well as the Democratic Party. The campaign was working on her behalf, the mainstream media, even centrist Republicans.
And Hollywood.
That's right. Yeah, thank you, Bill, Stephen. And
beyond, yes, all these entertainers that use them in their movies and everything.
Right,
and they,
right.
But it's okay for them, not for anyone else.
Right. So we have to be mindful of that. We can't sit on our laurels. I think it's very important, though, to push the reciprocity. There's a lot of work that Trump has. There's a lot on his plate. And I don't want our Second Amendment rights to take a back seat to anything. So it is going to behoove us to make sure one thing that I'm going to be working on, and Stephen and I, is making sure that the bills that are presently pending on reciprocity do move ahead. They get out of committee and they are debated. And we will also be suggesting how we can draft the bills that are presently sitting in abeyance, how we can improve upon them. That's what we want to see.
Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, I understand, just sponsored a bill concerning guns in the District of Columbia. We need to take a good look at that. I understand that the NRA is not pleased with it, is not looking to support it. I'm not going to make a determination, although we very rarely, if ever, disagree with the NRA. We are staunch supporters of the NRA. But we're going to do our job, and Roger, as a great attorney, as I said, is going to analyze Senator Rubio's bill and find out exactly what it says and why it says what it says. And we're going to look at those bills, those existing bills, the three that are in the Congress, the one in the Senate, and now the new one, which I was just told about today, Marco Rubio. So there are five bills already now that we need to look at, analyze, and Roger's going to give us his 2 cents, and I'm going to put in my experience as a former NYPD and a firearms instructor and NRA training counselor. And we're going to let everyone know, okay, in layman terms, in simple language, what these things are saying. And then we're going to ask your listeners to continue to give you their comments, to email you, to get on board, to look at our site, to look at AmmoLand, to comment, to give us your two cents, tell us what you like, what you don't like about these bills, and what we should add to them. And then we're going to submit them to the sponsors and to Congress, and we're going to submit them to the Second Amendment Coalition that is being headed by the Vice President, Pence, and we're going to let Donald Trump, our President, President Trump, know how we feel as well. We have written to them before. We're going to continue letter writing. And as I said, we're going to get that 202 phone number handy. So it's real easy. Someone can just, from their iPhone, from their house phone, from their work phone, they could just simply pick up the phone and call and let our elected officials know exactly how we feel and what we want. And if they want our vote, that's what they're going to be interested in listening to us for, because otherwise they'll get voted out of office.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's simple.
Yep.
Let's make it simple.
Yeah, as far as Rubio is concerned, I've been thinking he's sort of a squish anyway, but we'll see how that hangs on. We're about to run out of time, guys. Let me do a little promotion one more time. Arbalest Quarrel. This is a deconstruction of a topic unlike anything you're going to find anywhere else. And it's a Second Amendment viewpoint. That's why I go there. That's why you should go there. ArbalestQuarrel.com. Find them at AmmoLand.com and here at Lock and Load. Thanks for joining me this evening, fellas. We're coming up on hour number three.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, coming up on hour number three, we'll be right back. Your stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.